Is there something that people are just totally shocked that you've never tried or experienced, or you just recently tried and experienced and it just blew your mind? Like, I cannot believe I've gone my entire adult life without trying, doing, or seeing this. 855-444-6342. It could be big things, like experiencing like your first Broadway play, like AB loves to go to, and Hannah just experienced that. And it could be a important movie in your life, or it could be as simple as trying a Whopper for the first time.
Yeah, this kind of shocked me. The other day, my son and I were out, and I was going to get him lunch, and we were going to go to McDonald's, AB. I just want you to know we
as
were going to go.
Should,
we were going to go there.
AB
but
is obsessed with McDonald's.
The drive-thru line was too long, so we opted to go to Burger King.
You're like, nobody going to Burger King. Damn,
yeah, yeah. I was like, okay, let's go to BK, get you something. Okay, that's fine. And I was like, what do you want? I don't know. I said, how about a Whopper? He goes, Dad, I've never had a Whopper. Is it good?
He's never had a Whopper?
I said, how do you... We go to so many fast food places. How do you have never had a Whopper? I guess he's never had one. So.
I've never had one.
You've never had a Whopper?
You've never had a Whopper?
No. I've had one like at an airport.
Oh.
What do you get at Burger King?
Chicken fries.
Well...
Those are like temporary things. I think they brought them back. They weren't even a thing
before. No, they always have chicken fries.
They always have chicken fries. And that's usually when Jackson, my son, was younger, that's what he went with.
They just got him on the menu like 5 years ago.
No, they didn't. They've always had French toast sticks and chicken
fingers. When did chicken fries become a thing at Burger King? I'm going to Google it.
Google that. As you are, but he's never had a Whopper. And he had this Whopper for the first time, and it did. It changed his life. He was like, this thing is amazing. And it filled him up.
Wow. For Jackson to be filled up, that's pretty rare.
Yes, this 14-year-old kid who eats everything and has to always have more was like, I'm full, Dad. So I was like, and so now when we go out to go fast food, we have to get a Whopper.
Wow. 20 years ago is when the chicken fries came out.
See?
Boom. 2025. 20 years?
I mean, 2025.
What do you mean 20? Yeah. 2025. That's the math.
2005. Yeah, it's crazy. 2005. Can't believe 20 years. That's crazy. Uh-huh. That chicken fries been around.
You got to go to Burger King more. Clearly.
I don't go to Burger King a lot. Yeah. Is there something in your life where you tried it for the first time, or you've gone your entire adult life and haven't tried it and people are just shocked by that? 855-444-6342. Like for my wife, like she's never had like lobster before and like crabs and crab. You never had that before either, Hannah.
No.
How did I lose the picky eating contest? She's never had a Whopper. She's never
I'm
had
down
a
to
wow.
try whatever.
Crab?
I'm just when am
Why
I around when there's
crab?
Snow crab legs? Like never.
Crab is not
my
like
house a, on Christmas.
Yeah, yeah crab's not like the most uncommon thing, or a crab dip of some sort. That's a delicious dip.
I've had crab rangoon.
Well, then you've had crab before, but that is a little different.
No, that's not even real crab most of the time.
Right, yeah. I don't know what the heck is in that. 855-444-6342. What is something that people are just mind blown that you've never tried before, or you just tried it for the first time and it really did change your life? Like, it's been missing my whole life. What is something that people are just shocked that you've never tried before, or you tried for the first time and it just blows people's mind? 855-444-6342. Give us a call at 855-444-MEGA. Kevin's son just tried the Whopper for the first time. It could be something simple like that. Just, didn't know how delicious his Whopper was. He's a teenager now.
Yeah,
how does he go to his teenage years
exactly.
Never had a Whopper?
And then we find out that Hannah has never had a Whopper.
What
nope.
is wrong with you? How have you never had a Whopper before? You know what's something that's big that people are always mind blown that I've never tried is weed? And I was literally just on a business call because I feel like it's more and more common now. And all these people were from Colorado, which is like where like it became legal first. And I'm like, oh, the weed guy. And I just was like talking about like how I don't know what I was talking about. I was trying to talk about weed, apparently. And they're like, literally everyone from Colorado goes, dude, you've never smoked weed before, huh? I'm like, is it that obvious? And they're like, yeah, that's not how you talk.
Well.
That was really embarrassing.
Have you had a Big Mac?
Yeah, but I don't love Big Macs.
Okay, for some reason I thought you'd never tried one.
Never had one.
I think the sauce is a
little... Hannah's never had one. That's crazy.
Hannah's never lived. Guys, I am so mad that we did a contest and I was known as the pickiest eater. She's never had a Big Mac before. She's never had crab before. You've never had Thai food before, right?
No.
Yes. How
did I lose
this? But
she would if I brought it in. Brett would be a baby.
No, she
would. Yeah, I would try.
I stand by that.
I
want to
bring in some weird, weird food. We're going to do that.
No,
within the next 2 weeks,
you. One of you, Kevin or AB, needs to bring in weird stuff, and we'll see if Brett or I tries it. To put this
I think that does need to happen.
Okay, we will do it. And watch her little baby bites. I want her to, because if you actually watch.
You will pick everything
some
off.
Tequila contest.
You are such a baby.
This contest is going
what
down.
What don't you like again, Brett?
I like everything.
Just go ahead and remind me.
No, I like everything. Hannah, what don't
Lies.
You like?
Lies. You don't like anything.
What don't you like?
I will try anything.
Yeah. That somehow this turned into a competition between Hannah.
I know.
What is something that everyone has tried in their life and people are just shocked that you've never had before? It just blows people's mind. What did you have for the first time, Allie, most recently, that people are just shocked?
I recently had a peanut butter and jelly for the first time ever.
How?
What?
Did you not have a childhood?
Yeah, how does that happen?
Well, when we were younger, I never remember having one. I had, like a ham and cheese sandwich or something for lunch at school and just never had one. And now I have a 3-year-old daughter. And my husband loves peanut butter and jelly, so my 3-year-old daughter loves peanut butter and jelly now, too. And she eats them for breakfast, for lunch, any time of the day. And so
She's
I had to try one.
You know, I can almost sympathize with you because I've only ever ate peanut butter and bread. I've never put jelly.
Of course.
Yeah, here we
once
go.
Once again, here we go.
Oh,
yeah.
I've
never tried that.
And I don't even know if I like jelly or not. Yeah, I just only ever put peanut butter on there. So
do you?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine.
No, Ellie, it's not fine.
It's just fine?
It's amazing. It's heavy.
It's so good.
It is, yes. It's like the best thing. A fresh white piece of bread, nice peanut butter, good, a little like 60-40%, maybe even 70-30 jelly to peanut butter ratio.
And it doesn't matter. Strawberry, grape jelly, whatever.
All of it.
It's awesome.
Right,
I'm
Ellie?
Really, really good at making them, but you know what? Not so good at eating them.
Whatever, Ellie. Thank you so much for the call.